This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, bringing you the soul of sex. With me today is Carolina Fleischman. She is a certified sexologist, a tantra teacher who lives and loves abundantly. She's currently teaching alternative relationship styles, and she's the leader of Yamatopia organization, working with couples and singles and helping them really embody and have deeper, juicier, richer sex lives. I can't think of any reason to not breathe genitally for the rest of your life. So you are hereby initiated to take deep pelvic breaths all the time. They feel so good. Right. Well, it occurs to me that there are different ways to be in relationship. And at different times, relationships really serve different purposes. There's the I vow, the beloved, you know, you meet your tantric partner. That's a typical relationship, is the wonderful tantric partnership. But then there's another way that we can show up in relationship, and that is to explore for self-awareness. Welcome, Carolina.
Oh, thank you, Francesca. It's such a pleasure to be here.
It's such a pleasure to have you here. And I know that we're both, you know, sitting in our little temples, you know, with our candles lit and, you know, incense in the background. And I invite our listeners to be there with us. That this is, she is a goddess, priestess, sacred dancer, beautiful raven black hair that just has a gorgeous home and lives this tantric yogini lifestyle. And that's what we're going to talk about, is that sexual yogini lifestyle. And that sounds juicy already. Now, when we're saying that someone could possibly live a sexual yogini lifestyle or love style, what are we saying? What does that mean?
Well, we're saying that there's an invitation in life to choose yummy. Wouldn't we all rather choose yummy? Well, guess what? It is a choice. Yeah. It really is a choice. We can choose in any moment to feel yummy. That's why we created Yamatopia. We're located here in Marin County, a perfect place for people who really want to feel the fullness, the full, complete juiciness of life, and know that it's a conscious choice.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. You know, sometimes when we're in, you know, Marin in California and the palm trees are swaying and the breeze is warm and sensuous, you know, it can feel fairly easy to choose, you know, if we're on vacation, to choose that yum lifestyle, that yummy, dishy lifestyle. But let's say the kids are crying and, you know, the snow is up to, you know, our armpits. What do you mean? What is a practice that we can try on, take on, no matter what the circumstances, to choose yum?
Well, you're absolutely great to bring up an example like that, because that's a challenge. And even a Yamatopian like myself, a Yamatarian, would find that those moments are the challenging moments. But when we fill up our reserve, we fill up the yum tanks in the moments when we really can take a moment to be with the child after maybe she's calmed down and she's not crying, and we really drop into the valley of what those sensations are. We kind of draw a reserve. And I guess in the yogic philosophy, we really do start to let go of good, bad, evil, good. And we see that, well, yeah, even the challenge of weather or a crying baby is really a spectacular moment to feel the blessing of having a child, of having a healthy baby. And that would be definitely a challenging point. Of course, like you say, I'm sitting here in my temple and I have a huge picture window with beautiful trees and I just love nature. So for me, when I really need to maybe recharge from life stresses, I'll find a place, a path to walk, and I'll practice a mindful walking. That is to say, a slowing down and just really observing my breath, observing life, observing light, the way the light hits the leaves. And the tantric yogic practice is to really take in the energy from that and to become one with it.
You know, a little, you know, easier when it's the beautiful trees, but there's a few points that you're bringing up here that I really want to underline as you're saying them. They're just delicious. They're just yummy. Is one that I hear you saying is bring in nature, bring in a beautiful style into your home whenever you can. And I've done this over time in my own home. Is, you know, I had the child and the toys would be everywhere, but, you know, I'd create wicker baskets to throw the toys in at night. I've changed the colors in my house, asking myself what colors have me feel happy when I look at them. And over time, you know, few of us are independently wealthy, you know, so we have a budget, but taking the time to say, how can I create beauty in my home? And then taking that time to go into nature, go into the room in the house that is my most lovely, whatever, to really nourish that, like you said, the yum tank, to slow down. I think that's such a key principle, that slowing down, that breathing. And if I can manage to do that over time with while the baby's crying, or when I look at a day of snow where everything's snowed in and the first thing I'm going to need to do is dig it out before I go anywhere, you know, to actually just take a moment to breathe in, to get where I am. One of the wonderful practices I love of the tantric path is called creating sacred space. And I find that sacred space is just such an amazing concept because, okay, on the physical level, it means, the wicker baskets, the little table with the candle on it, and the freshly picked it might be wildflowers. Maybe I didn't even spend money, and it was just flowers I picked, or weeds for that matter, I picked on my morning walk. So that becomes my sacred, what is sacred, my reverential or divine area that I can connect to when I need to connect to that deeper, the bigger me. There's the me that, you know, chops wood, carries water, gets the babies satisfied and shovels sidewalks, but there's the bigger me. It's the me that will go on, that is the creativity of who I am on the planet. And when I create these sacred areas, I can access the bigger me. And sacred space is actually a concept that even goes beyond what the physical decorating can be. A sacred space is where you carry yourself and how you interact with people on a day-to-day basis. How can you create that interaction to be that the bigger me sees and witnesses and upholds in front of me the bigger you? And we interact in a way, maybe it's beyond words, maybe it's just with an eye gaze, but we're able to fix in that higher realm. And I just love dropping in with friends in a way that it maybe looks odd to an outsider, past the how are you and the chit-chat, is maybe that moment of silence where I just tune in and connect with their sacred space. You know, that sounds so lovely. And I want to talk more after breaking our word from our sponsors about what are some of the practices to tune in? What are some of the practices to acknowledge that sacred space? When we come back from a word from our sponsors, and I just want to say to remind our listeners that we have fabulous handpicked a few new ones that I know of, where you can get free books, you can get yummy discounts on jewelry. Yum, there we are again. And to support our sponsors supports our show. And we'll be back with Carolina in just a moment.
Listen to On the Minds of Men, Uncensored Sex Talk with Dr. Lori, a weekly audio program bringing the best in sex therapy to your life on personallifemedia.com.
Welcome back to Sex Tantra and Kama Sutra, bringing you the soul of sex with delicious Carolina Fleshman in the sexual yogini lifestyle. And we were talking about like sacred space and tuning into one another's sacred space. Such great ideas. How the heck do we do that?
Well, the first thing to do is to breathe. And even though we all do it, most of us are very unconscious about it. I know for myself, I need reminding all the time. Oh, did I remember to breathe? I hold my breath when I'm excited. I hold my breath when I'm cruising the internet. Taking a deep breath is how we connect to that bigger me that I was talking about, or the sacred space of living in this tantric yogini lifestyle. And in order to take a deep breath, you know, really, you could spend a lifetime just really investigating breath. A breath needs to be easy and flowing. If you watch a baby when it's breathing in the cradle, it's full and expressive and genital. Babies breathe, their whole body breathes. It's not up in the chest. It's not constricted. And I'd like to invite us all to take a deep breath right now by just relaxing the jaw and relaxing the seat of the pelvic floor or your genitals, and just to take a deep breath right into the genitals. You may even feel yourself expanding and getting really big, really becoming full and expansive in the breath, and then just letting the exhale surrender, allowing the breath to just gently leave through the lips. And then you begin again with a big, full exhalation, breathing energy right into the genitals. Now, this is a fully embodied breath. It's a way to bring more juice into your life, more feeling of well-being, more nutrients to the system. Well, I can't think of any reason to not breathe genitally for the rest of your life. So you are hereby initiated to take deep pelvic breaths all the time. They feel so good.
We could keep reminding ourselves to do that as we talk with one another, is that deep, relaxing breath. And I love that what you're bringing to us, Carolina, is how to be yummy without spending lots of money.
It's true. It's absolutely true. And how to be yummy being with the self. I often think to myself how great it is when I do want to start vibing in or bringing forth. I do all sorts of kind of magic and spell work when I'm looking for my beloved, and I'm currently in the process of calling forth my sacred partner. So I have lots of rituals and magic.
We can say that you don't currently have a divine beloved. So
I don't. I am
so
a wonderful cat.
You know, Carolina is a sacred goddess of sexuality and love extraordinaire. And so when we're talking about spells and rituals, we're not saying that, you know, we have to become witches or we have to, you know, leave the Catholic Church. I was raised Catholic. Or, you know, do something that would be against our religion. What do we mean when we say a spell or a ritual? What is
well,
that?
Well, for me, I one of my favorite ones, and it just came to me, and I'm sure there is some documentation. I mean, Francisca, don't forget, there was a time when spells, when living on the land, were a part of the religion. It was a part of who we were. I mean, we believed in goddesses, and we believed in the earth as being a direct link to the divine.
And one of the ways I think of it is that, you know, God or goddess didn't make a mistake when they created the earth or our bodies. And that even in, you know, the Christian church, the Islamic church, there's a sense that everything is divine. And in some of the Christian church or the Catholics, getting back to, you know, my home religion, is we have the sense of Mary, Mother of God. We have a sense, or the Sophia also, the Father, Son, and Spirit, which is often seen as the feminine face of God. So for any of our listeners that are Christian or Islamic or practice a tradition, with that, I invite you to translate anything you hear into the framework and the mindset that works for you, that allows you to stay centered in really the perfection of the divine. And so what I hear when you say a spell or a ritual is something that we practice. It's something we bring consciousness to. The same thing, spell normally, you know, we have spelling bee. You know, spell normally involves some sort of a word. And as they said in the Bible, you know, first there was the word. And so there's a sense that what we say, even what you and I are saying now, it affects reality. It affects each other. So that's what I'm is that correct when I hear you saying that there's a spell or a ritual?
I'd love to presence a film that's become really popular out on the West Coast. I imagine it's taking the country by now, is The Secret. For me, the law of attraction is like a spell, an affirmation. I now hereby invite my beloved to appear. He is here. To me, that's, in a sense, a spell or an incantation or an affirmation that my beloved is here. He's come making his way to me as we speak. He's hearing this radio show. He's vibing in that this is the perfect gal for him, and he is on his way, and I hereby make it so. And to even perhaps even model that deeper in my body, I am a tantrika, so one of the ways I love to meditate with myself is to pleasure and touch myself. So I might begin this ritual in the morning. When I wake up in the morning and I begin to touch myself, I might begin with a breast massage, a belly rub. I may then go a little bit deeper.
And so what I hear you saying is that if we're in this case talking about calling in the beloved, calling in that wonderful sexual partner, that wonderful emotional partner, and or even reviving our own relationship if we're currently in one, maybe igniting the spark or reigniting the spark, that I could do that with myself. I could, in the morning or the evening, in my moments, caress my body, and as I feel pleasure, focus that my energy, my intention, my electromagnetic system into that thought form of the beloved, the beautiful beloved who is awakening and being called forth to be with me as my own arousal rises. Is that what we're saying?
Absolutely. Anchoring it into the body, anchoring it into your reality, is a way of inviting and attracting that energy into your space. I don't do that with beloveds either. I do it when I need more clients. I need it when I need to have more abundance or prosperity, or if there's something that I really want to create for myself. I take charge of what my reality is by really using these kind of spells or affirmations or rituals to bring them into my space.
That is so wonderful. So taking a responsibility for our thoughts, for our consciousness, and the ripple effect everything that we think creates in the world. So this is so good. When I think we're going to take another little quick break, so we have some time at the end to go even deeper into this, the sexual yogini lifestyle, and also what it is to maybe work with someone like you and how people can continue to deepen this in their very own homes. When we come back from a break and a word from our sponsors.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
Welcome back to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, bringing you the soul of sex with the beautiful Carolina Fleischman, sexual yogini, tantra teacher, leader of the Yumtopia organization who works with couples and singles. And we are going to go deeper into that sexual yogini lifestyle. Carolina, you and I, before the show, had been talking about this concept called a sacred intimate, someone who really who embodies that sexual healing nature in the world. Can you tell me more about what that is and how, you know, our listeners might become it, or when they might want to, you know, invite someone, literally hire someone to be that for them or for them as a couple?
Right. Well, it occurs to me that there are different ways to be in relationship. And at different times, relationships really serve different purposes. There's the I vow, the beloved, you know, you meet your tantric partner. That's a typical relationship, is the wonderful tantric partnership. But then there's another way that we can show up in relationship, and that is to explore for self-awareness. And in this way, I first heard this term coined by the Body Electric School a while back. It's called the sacred intimate, and it's such a beautiful term, such a beautiful concept. I show up for you for the purposes of your deeper understanding, your greater self-awareness of who you are, of your erotic map. I show up with a loving intention, with total presence. What's the greatest thing we can give a person is just to be totally, totally present and giving and non-reciprocal in the way we donate ourselves to their erotic expansion. So the sacred intimate is a person who may not be your lover. It may not be the person you're going to combine with, combine finances and get into relationship with, but it's a person who is taking that place, that assignment, for you to investigate what your turn-ons are, what makes you tick. And I find that when people ask me, and I get this question so often, oh, I want to be the perfect lover. I want to really turn my husband on, or I really want to learn how to be the best giver of pleasure to my woman. And believe me, after 15 years in the massage therapy room, I can tell you that there isn't any one roadmap. Sorry, it's about tuning in and reading the signals. And in great case scenarios, we learn how to communicate by really becoming so self-observational and so explorational with ourselves that we can actually speak to what moves us, what makes us tick. So a sacred intimate is also a person who can begin to give communication tips or make it easier for the person to communicate, because it's not always easy to speak to what turns us on.
So are you saying that one of the things that I can do to become a sacred intimate is learn more about my own body? I can spend more intimate time with me and not just, you know, getting off and touching my genitals, but really exploring, do I like a firmer touch or a softer touch? And I can explore my body, and then to be a sacred intimate for someone else, at least part of it sounds like, is to really help, you know, help someone discover themselves erotically. You know, that it's not about me, you know, like, ooh, I wish you could do, when I'm being a sacred intimate for someone else. It's really, how can I help you discover? Do you like a stronger touch or a softer touch? Do you like, you know, little kisses, tiptoeing kisses all over your body, or would you prefer nibbles? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, well, exactly. It's about the giver staying in the place of just giving in a non-reciprocal way, which might be a little bit hard if you are lovers. But in this particular model, which I use with many of my clients, it's unilateral. The touch goes one way. The giving is for this person who's receiving to really fully explore. And yes, giving choices and options, would you like it a little lighter or stronger or more like this, are so valuable, because, you know, it's about going into that petri dish. We get to go into the laboratory and we explore. Usually when there's passion and turn on, the last thing that we really are available for is that self-introspection and self-awareness. So taking it out of that arena of being, you know, this passionate, hot, sexy night together, which is great, but in this particular instance, for greater awareness, it really is key to take it out of that particular arena.
So rather than have it just be this, you know, date where we're kind of, you know, the intention is to kind of merge into a sexual experience, that when I'm the sacred intimate, or when I've hired a sacred intimate, it's a one-way exchange. One person is the divine guide, and the other person really gets to open to receive and to exploring and learning themselves. That is gorgeous. And you know, we're running out of time. This goes so fast. Is there anything that you would, you know, those last tips, since I know you personally and know that you so embody this, so live this lifestyle. Is there anything else, your favorite tip for our listening audience on how to deepen that sexual yoga yogini lifestyle, that practice, so that all of their life is yum?
Keep the corners of your mouth turned upwards and breathe. Smiling keeps the heart chakra open, and the heart being open and joy breathed into the body, I think that's the most key thing. Keep the gratitude flowing in.
That is gorgeous. And I just want to say that I'm so grateful that I got to have you on the show today, and with your joy, with your uplifting energy and vision for us. And if people want to get a hold of you for sessions or to learn more about you, how would they reach you?
Well, they can reach me at my personal cell phone, which is 415-717-3975. Visit our website at yummatopia.com, yummatopia.com. And I just want to go on record as saying I am a big fan of yours and the world, dear sister, and you do beautiful work, and I love your writing, and I love who you are.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. And I just want to say also to our listening audience that we so appreciate you, because you are the people all over the country that are transforming our world and bringing back the unity of heart, body, mind, sex, and spirit. And if you want to learn more about Carolina and get transcripts from the show, download it, send it to your friends, you can do that at www.personallifemedia.com. You can send emails to me there and also find out more about me and my private practice. And in the meantime, may you have a deep and soulful sex life.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.